Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk today about, I want to continue the Small Business Survival Course, Small Business Survival Course, SBSC, I also call it, just for short, that I've been doing. This actually is the eighth week I've done this. I've got one more after this one, just 9 weeks total. And it's just a little something that I'm doing on the show in coordination with articles that I'm writing on the topic. And it goes back to why small businesses fail and why they succeed. There are reasons why that happens. And some of you will remember that I found out earlier, actually the end of last year, that the failure information for small business actually wasn't good news. That prior to this last year, Chad Moutray's office over at the Office of Advocacy had been saying that 50% of small businesses failed in the first five years. Now they're saying 50% fail in the first 4 years. So there are a couple of reasons for that, I think. One is there are a lot more small businesses. There are also a lot more people starting small businesses that probably didn't know they were going to start a small business a year ago because they got downsized, right-sized, can-sacked, whatever you might want to call it. They found themselves without a way to make a living, and they looked for a job, and when they didn't find what they wanted, they decided to start their own. And so sometimes desperation causes people to do things that are ill-advised, like start a small business. Sometimes, you know, as much as I love small business and as much as I want you to be successful, it's not for everybody, folks. It is not for everybody. It's not for the faint of heart. And it's not for people who are ill-prepared to be a small business owner. And a lot of people, they wind up coming to this part of the journey without the proper tools and without the proper preparation, and it's because of the desperation, the desperate situation that people can get in when they don't have a job. And guess what? I know all about that, because that's exactly what I did way back in the 80s. It's exactly what happened to me. And by many accounts, I shouldn't have continued to do what I did. I just was too hard-headed to stop. And, you know, so I know how it is when you're starting a small business and the odds are stacked against you in the best of circumstances. And so, but anyway, the numbers are not good. The numbers are getting worse in terms of how many businesses are failing. But I do think that there is hope. Because but there still are more small businesses than before, because there is a higher number of people becoming small business owners. The numbers are increasing. The failure rate is just increasing too. And I guess if you think about it, that's to be expected. But there's no excuse for many of these people failing if they would just realize that starting a small business is not like being a consumer. Just because you can buy and sell for your own account as a consumer doesn't mean that you know what it takes to be a small business owner. Just because you've been in business as an employee of another company, and you think you know a little bit about selling or marketing or a certain kind of product or whatever it might be, that doesn't mean that you can be a successful small business owner. But so that's the reason why I've been doing this course, the Small Business Survival Course, and I've been talking about some things, not so much the obvious fundamentals of running a business, but this course has been more of some of the things that you don't always talk about. And the thing today I want to talk about is politics and public policy. Small business public policy. You know, I've been accused on this show by members of my audience of being a Democrat and a Republican. And that actually makes me happy to know that, because I think that means that I'm unpredictable and not transparent, which I like that. Probably more the Republican side than the Democrat side, but here's why. I belong to the Small Business Party. In the marketplace, I belong to the Small Business Party, and that's the party that wants government to just create an environment where I can be successful. I don't want you to. I don't need you to prop me up. I don't need you to. I don't need you to make decisions for me. And I certainly don't need you creating problems for me, government. I just need you to create an environment where I can be successful. And I know that's most of you feel that way. Most of the small business owners I know feel that way. And that's basically the concept of, that's basically the platform of the Small Business Party. And what I want you to do today, though, is I want to encourage you to get involved in politics and public policy. Maybe politics turns you off a little bit, so let's use the word public policy. Small business public policy. One of the first ways you can do that is if I walked up to you and said, okay, I want to know who all of the people are who represent you locally, at the county level, city level, state level, and the federal level. Could you name all those people? That's your first little test. If you can't, you need to find out who those people are. Because when you run into them, or when you need to talk to them, you need to know where to go. We can't be naive, folks. We can't be naive to expect our policymakers, the politicians whom we elect, we can't be naive to expect them to intuitively act in our best interests, in the best interests of small business owners. And there are two reasons why that is, why we can't expect them to do that. Number one, too many politicians have never made a payroll. And consequently, they know little or nothing about the challenges you and I face. And the second reason is our message, the small business message, often gets pushed aside by those organizations that are better funded and have a louder voice than we do, that squeaky wheel syndrome. We're going to talk about this and how you can get a little more involved and how you can find people who will help leverage your ideas for what the Small Business Party ought to be doing. You can do that. Doesn't cost a lot of money or take a lot of time. 20 after, I'm Jim Lysingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Lysingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about the political fundamentals of operating your business. Now, you might say, well, what's politics got to do with me operating my business? Well, let me throw out a few little facts and figures for you here. The SBA reports, remember Chad Moutre, remember his organization I was telling you about? He's the guy who puts out this stuff. By the way, let me give you a website to go to. This is a very, very interesting and valuable website. I think you'll see some things in there that might surprise you a little bit about small business. And that's sba.gov/ADVO, ADVO, short for advocate. That's the Office of Advocates, part of the SBA website. And if you'll go there and find, there's a section in there called Frequently Asked Questions. And in that little section, you'll find a lot of research, a lot of information that will tell you about some of the things that I'm talking about right now. And the SBA reports that regulatory compliance, now think about this, folks. You know what regulatory compliance is, right? That's the IRS, SBA, I'm sorry, the IRS, EPA, you know, anything to do with the Department of Labor, OSHA, all those different things, all the different things that small business owners have to do in any given year the cumulative cost per employee to comply with government regulations, state, federal, etc., is $7,000 per employee per year. Now, the number for big business per employee per year is just over 3,000. So it costs us more than double to comply with regulations than it does our big business cousins. Now, it's kind of understandable. It's understandable that it would cost us more for two reasons. Number one, we're going to be inefficient because we don't have the organization that they do. The other thing is they've got so many, many more employees than we do. They can spread those compliance costs over a larger number of people. But still, the bad news is that number is rising, folks. It's now $7,000 a year per employee to comply. And when I started doing this show 8.5 years ago, it was $6,000. The number, we don't like the number or the trend, ladies and gentlemen. And so what we've got to do is we've got to get more involved in politics. We've got to get more involved with public policy decision making. We've got to be part of the debate. And here's why. If we don't participate in the debate, if we don't contribute to the debate and the results of the political and public policy issues that affect our small businesses, if we aren't involved, then what we wind up doing is all we can do is take what we're given by those policymakers whom we've elected or who have been appointed in front of our very eyes. If we don't get involved, all we can do is take what they give us and we take it from people who can presume, I think rightly, that we don't care. Now, I don't believe that. I don't believe that you don't care. I don't believe if you're a small business owner that you don't care what comes out of Washington, that you don't care what comes out of your state house, that you don't care what comes out of your city. I don't believe you don't care. I believe you do care. But the question is, what are you doing about it? Now, I don't like bringing people problems. I don't like fussing at them without giving them some solutions. I'm not fussing them. This is a little bit of tough love here, folks. There are organizations. The good news is there are organizations out there who can help you, who can support you, who can be your advocate, who can represent you at these tables, where these debates are happening, whether it be a local tax or a state constitution or a federal regulation, whatever it might be, whatever the issue might be. One big issue is this Kelo v. New London case, the eminent domain issues that's going all around the country these days. Your local chamber is your first line of defense. If you're not a member of your local chamber of commerce, I want to know why. If you're a small business owner and you're not a member of your local chamber of commerce, all you can do is take what you're given and assume, and the policymakers can assume that you don't care, because if your chamber is doing its job, they're involved in every, as much politics as they can possibly get involved in, especially the local and the statewide. Get involved, be part of that process, become part of that debate. It costs you a couple $100 a year, maybe. The NFIB is a good organization, especially on the state and federal levels, especially on the federal levels, NFIB. Go to NFIB.com, find out more about them, join that organization. Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than that organization. By the way, you know your local organization's website, your local Chamber of Commerce's website, look it up in the phone book if you don't, ask a friend. NFIB.com is their website. And Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council's website is sbecouncil.org. These are organizations that I want you to find out about. I want you to join your local Chamber of Commerce and one of these other organizations. Also, your industry has a trade group that's getting involved. The choice is yours. Participate in small business public policy, or take what you're given from those who can assume you don't care. 29 after, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.